When you talk about free stuff in controlled chaos, the presence of God is free stuff. And while it doesn't remove chaos from our lives completely, chaos still tries to come, we still got the free stuff available. Draw near to me, Jesus says. All the free stuff is there. There's been chaos since the beginning, hasn't there? In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. I was thinking about that, and I don't have the theological expertise on this, okay? And there's a lot of different things about that, but, you know, He created the heavens and the earth, but before the heavens and the earth were, He was. And so I think, well, then He's in the heavens above the heavens. And all is well with the world, and then the devil deceives a bunch of angels, and he needs a place to disperse of them. Now, if he'd have just crushed them and forgotten about them, he didn't. But apparently, before anything that we know about, he was still offering people free choice. And so he made the heavens and the earth. And the earth was without form and void. And he said, let there be light. And everything began to come into being. And he made the earth. And then he said, let's make man in our image. So he made man in his image. And he gave him free stuff. Everything. It was all theirs. And they did well in it for a while. They thoroughly enjoyed times in the garden with the Lord. That's ours all the time. It's free stuff. We can have it. They thoroughly enjoyed it. They had everything. One little thing that God said, don't eat of that tree. I mean, if you had a free ticket to a buffet and they said you can have everything but that one thing, you know, a lot of times that would be the only thing people would think about. Why can't I have that one thing? But if we've read the Bible, we think that's good enough for me. You can have that thing. Just keep the lid on it. I'm not even going to go near that spot. I would not go near that spot. But you sit down at your table and you're talking about that thing. What is it about that thing that we can't have? I mean, I don't care if it's a free ticket or not. See, we can't use the excuse, well, I paid for my ticket. I should be able to eat for everything. I got a free ticket and I just can't have that. And so that pan just sits there with the cover on it and nobody knows what's in there. And we're better off not knowing what's in there because it's emptiness. It's loneliness, it's sickness, it's disease, it's defeatedness. And all the other stuff is free stuff. In controlled chaos, you know, that's the other thing. See, people use the problems that go on as an excuse not to believe in God or an excuse to blame God, you know. But He gives us control in chaos if we want it. Though 1,000 fall on my right hand and 10,000 on my left hand, I won't be harmed. But then we get harmed. And we think God isn't working. We live in a world that harms people. I've got a guy in one of my pods, and he's a Bible guy. But he's a Bible thumper guy. And so he has a real problem because on one hand he knows the things that are true, but he can find another thing that's got to work out, and he just can't bring the two things together, so he has a real hard time with me sometimes. Because on one hand, he says, look, everybody in jail thinks that they've done nothing wrong. He said, I admit it. I have my problems. But they aren't perfect either. Now he's talking about the corrections officers. And they're not having the right attitude toward me. And I'm going, whoa. It don't matter what they do. You know, it's like, don't bring that up, Roger. Because you see, God has made us so many promises. What if we just stick with the promises? And if He just promises to deliver us, then we're delivered. He didn't promise us a perfect life. He promised us a perfect God. And a perfect God makes all things wonderful in their time. It really does. We've got this free stuff, this table prepared for before us in the presence of the end. We got this free stuff in the midst of chaos. That's what controls the chaos. Why doesn't God do something? He is. He's giving peace to those who will seek Him. Oh, then we have to be careful, you know. Because Isaiah was struggling. He was struggling. Those wicked people are doing good. I was doing good as a wicked person. Not only was I doing good as a wicked person, I wasn't so wicked, I didn't think. I wasn't so bad, was I, Dave? I was a nice guy. I got every neighbor I could drunk. I gave away free drugs. I mean, I was a nice guy. How could you complain about that, right? There's an awareness that comes about when you get a clear look at things. But you know, there was that comforting ourselves with the wrong stuff. So in the midst of chaos, I could take care of it. In fact, you know, when you're in the midst of the chaos, you don't notice the chaos very much. Other people are having the chaos. Other people. Then we become like the Pharisee that said, I'm glad I'm not like one of them. I mean, there's all kinds of stuff, but it's the truth that makes us free. I said in the devotion, I think the first time that I actually really considered God, maybe in one way or another, I mean, I grew up going to Sunday school, but not all little kids consider God. They just are there. But when my grandma died, why did God do this? Or why did God let this happen? All of a sudden, I became a theological expert. Because it had to be God, because God's in control, right? Well, if God is in control of all that kind of stuff, then God gives cancer and God gives divorce and God gives pedophiles and God gives serial killers and God gives all of that. He just did it so that he could be a puppet master of nonsense. No. He gave people free choice. They have free stuff, and that's what controls the chaos. And yet the Bible does tell us that God holds everything from total destruction. He just keeps it from total destruction until the time of. And so, he's holding the whole bunch, but he's not controlling the whole bunch. He isn't making people do evil, and he's not making people do good. He won't make me do good. He won't make me keep being a pastor. He won't make me not have an affair. He won't do anything like that. But he'll give me all the tools I need to not do it. Whichever one of those tools it takes, I've got free stuff available to me. We've got the free stuff of God available to us to overcome. Because that's what it is. It's all from God. It's all free. Everything from God is free. Freely you have received. Jesus said, freely you've received. So we didn't pay for anything, right? We can't pay for anything. We couldn't pay a big enough price. We didn't earn anything. It was just there for us, and we picked it up off the table. That's all it was to it. It was there for us all the time. The choice was there all the time. I could have been saved at any time. Any time. I waited till I was almost out of time. But I could have been. I could have been a boy evangelist. But I wasn't looking for that. I wasn't looking to be a man evangelist. But when I saw the truth, I was really looking to be free. Really looking to be saved. Really looking to be forgiven. It's by the grace of God, not of works, lest anyone should boast. He says in John, you didn't choose me, I chose you. And it doesn't matter if people think he made a wrong choice or not. It doesn't matter. He said, I chose you. And I anointed you. You can't anoint such a sinner. What's the matter with you, God? Did you read the Bible? Paul was worse than me. But not really. Because Paul was really religious. I mean, he was doing it with a purpose. He was doing what he did to serve God. I didn't do anything to serve God until I met God. I cannot think of one thing that I ever did with the intention of serving God. No. And in fact, when you are far from God, you don't really want to think about God much. Because the Holy Spirit will sneak in every time somebody thinks about God. And when they think about God, the Holy Spirit might just give them just a little tweak that causes them to think, I wouldn't make God happy right now. So then God should just leave us alone. And he will. But he still wants us. And so in the midst of chaos, controlled chaos, you know, that's what we have at our border. They're trying to control chaos. And I love the people that try to use the Bible to attack the people that think that we should control our border. It didn't say feed the hungry when they're legal. It didn't say feed the hungry this or feed the hungry that. Well, I'm telling you, they're feeding the hungry. But the one thing they're doing right, they're coming for free stuff. I don't blame them for that. But if I go someplace and it's free stuff, I shouldn't be cutting in the line. You know? I just shouldn't. You know, everybody likes free stuff, but like, do you ever go to like the county fair they had down there, and they got the free stuff on the table, you know? And I always sort of feel funny about taking the free stuff. Not funny enough not to take it, but you know, I feel it's like, because I don't, you know, they got all their stuff for sale too, and I don't know if I should just grab something. There's some places that I don't mind, like VentureCom. I'm happy to take their stuff. I pay them a bunch every month, you know, and they've got the stuff there, and I'll even ask them if they've got some of the other stuff under the table, just because if I, you know, I mean, sometimes you feel more comfortable getting the free stuff, but a lot of times, you know, it's like, are we supposed to take one of these? You know, I mean, they're thinking, well, duh, that's why they're there. But I feel like I should have permission to take the free stuff. I got another Social Security check, and on one hand, I feel sort of strange, but it's not really free money. I've been paying into it for 53 years, but still, you know, it's kind of, I'll get used to it. I'll get really used to it. Don't worry about that. You know, I mean, I will, if it's a day late and it's not in my bank account, I'll get a hold of them. But, you know, right now it's just kind of interesting, you know. And I think that sometimes that's the way people get when it comes to the things of God. It's like, well, it can't be free. It's got to be harder than that. I don't want to do what I got to do. You know, they made me do a lot of stuff to get signed up, although it was relatively easy. It was like, do you have your Medicare? I don't know, you know. I had to get my Medicare at a certain age. Y'all, some of you know about all this all the time, but I got my Medicare before I got my Social Security, and they started taking money from me before they gave me money to cover it. And I wasn't, you know, but I had to take it. Hadn't had insurance for 35 years, had to take it. Not only did I have to take it, but I had to get a supplemental policy. So here I am. They're taking money out of my pocket and putting no money in my pocket for a year. So if I look at it that way, I feel a lot better about them putting that money in my account. You know, I mean, it's just one of those things. As Christians, we need to get comfortable with the free stuff in the midst of this chaos. We need to go to the table that is prepared for us before the enemy, in the presence of the enemy. That table is there. And we need to get the free stuff, because it's the free stuff that will make us handle the chaos. And as Christians, the sooner we get over questioning the chaos, the better the free stuff will work. I always say this, and it's not really tongue in cheek. It's really just kind of, I'm not enough of a thinker. I don't want to think about why this or why that. If I figure out that I can have the free stuff to give me peace in the midst of the chaos. Now this guy, he said, I go to the Bible for everything. I said, yes, I see that you go to the Bible for everything, but which part are you going to take? I mean, you're going to be schizophrenic if you're just taking, okay, I'm supposed to feel good, but I don't like what they're doing. You're not supposed to look at what they're doing. You know, I told you that the 1 week I was in there, the gal at the desk said, you know, Roger, you're the only person here that really wants to be here. Help included. You like to be there, don't you? Sometimes you like to go home, maybe, but, you know, it's a battle, but she just said, nobody wants to be here. But you, Roger, you're the oddball here. You want to be here. Yes, I do. Jesus wanted to be here. He wanted to be here. He chose to be here because he thought so much of us. Dwell on these things, the Bible tells us. If we dwell on that in the midst of the chaos, because there is no doubt there's chaos and there are things that we don't like and there are things that keep us awake and there, you know. But the Bible says that we need to be casting down the imaginations that exalt themselves against what God says. Against what God has promises. Isn't that where those things always come at? They come at the promises of God. They come at, you don't have enough. You know, forgive me, Vicki. On Friday, we went over. I got my eyes tested for the first time in 35 years because Medicare will pay for it. You know, I really should get them checked. I got them checked. My eyes are really good. He couldn't even suggest that I... He said, you don't... I'm not suggesting new lenses for you because you don't wear any. But I found out something. I have built-in mono vision. Vision, yeah. It's a version of mono. I got built-in mono vision. One eye sees close, the other eye sees far. That explained things very well to me because that was something I'd been a little bit concerned about. And that was if I'm driving down the road and I would close one eye, I wouldn't see some things as well if I closed the other eye. I thought my eyes must be bad. No, that's a good thing. I'm glad they told me that. So I wasn't really losing my vision in one eye. That one eye just takes care of the close-up stuff. Oh, baby, God is good to me. It's been very, very good to me. If you don't have monovision, that's not a problem either. But, you know, it's just, I did get them checked, and I found out what I would have thought was wrong was right. This is what you'll find with the Bible a lot of times, the things that you might have thought were wrong. The Bible was right. So we can just take what God says. We can take what God promises. That's free stuff. In the midst of controlled chaos, and that's what controls the chaos. That's what holds things together so that those don't blow apart. And God set it up that way. And you, all by yourself, have the power to hold things together. Isn't that amazing? If you think about that, you'll think, I never knew I had so much power. But you do. You really can keep it together. You know. Oh, back to what I apologized to Vicki for. I should finish what I'm saying, shouldn't I? Anyway, I have to apologize to her because we were going along, and so I'm doing math. I shouldn't do math, you know, but I'm doing math. And Vicki, while I went and visited people at the jail, she went to Hobby Lobby and had herself a party. And I said, so how much did you spend? She said, you don't want to know. I said, of course I want to know. You don't want to know. I don't care. She told me. I said, whoa, you must have saved me a lot of money today. And then I said to her, I said, honey, you know what? If we ever go to just Social Security, you aren't going to have days like that again anymore. We can't do that on what we would have. Now, that's a stupid thing to say. I'll always have enough. Till they plant me, I'll have enough. And then she'll have more. If it happens soon enough. But now, you know, seriously, it's like, that was a silly thing to say. I should be saying, man, you're going to be able to do that in 20 years. Why is God going to quit blessing us? No, he's not. But you see, I didn't take the free stuff in the midst of that chaos. I started thinking about the things that I can think about. Well, obviously, she doesn't need to go to Hobby Lobby again for years. I'm just kidding. She'll be there again. You know? And just for her, she never said, honey, I never say anything about the motorcycles you buy. She didn't say that. She could. She didn't. I think she thinks that sometimes. Yeah, you don't. Well, you shouldn't. I generally make money on the motorcycles I buy. But, you know, I mean, we've got these things. We've got these promises from God, and all we got to do is pick them up. And we know all we got to do is pick them up. But we get thinking about that one thing in the buffet that we can't have. Or we start thinking about the one thing that right now we don't have. You know something? I can't think of one thing. I honestly cannot think of one thing that I don't have that I can't live without. I just can't. That's a good God. But you know what gets people? Is they start following that thing that they don't have. Or they start looking at what somebody else has. And chaos just comes running. You know? And just like my friend that goes to the Bible all the time. I listened to him for a long, long time. I just listened. Because I knew everything he was thinking about. I could see it on his face. I just listened. And then I spent about 2 minutes with the truth. And I could see him first wanting to hold on to what he knew, but he was losing. He was losing to the truth. Peace was going to get him if he would just let it come. And he fought. He wanted to hold on to that, but by the time it was done and it was very short, the Lord had spoken for about 3 days to him, I think, all at once. He says, yeah, I see what you mean. But you see, the problem was is that he didn't like the chaos that was around him, even though he admitted that he created the chaos. But now that he didn't want to be chaos anymore, everybody should just say, oh, well, since you feel that way about it, let's just drop this whole thing. That isn't how it works. But we can drop the whole thing. We can drop the chaos. We can pick up the peace. We can look for the free things. We need to look for to search. The free things, the things that God says, to go those things that we've hidden in our heart and they keep trying to come up and they keep trying to come up and they keep trying to come up and they keep trying to come up, you know. The word of the Lord is right, it says in Psalm 33. And all his work is done in faithfulness. That's a free stuff. It'll cover everything. It's not as in depth as it should be. Paul said to Timothy, study to show yourself approved so you rightly handle the truth. I'm still working on that. Because if I rightly handle the truth, I'll be perfect. A little work to do. A little work to do. But can we be changed? When I went down to Springfield on Thursday, on the way down, there was the old devotion of You Be the One. It was in the car, so I'm reading it. I got done reading, I said, whoa, that's good. Well, I typed it, but man, it was better after that. And that wasn't bragging to me. It was like, God, you are amazing. You are amazing. And by the time I read through that to the guys, I'll be the one. They were ready to be the one. The one to choose. The one to choose the free stuff in the controlled chaos, because God's controlling it so much, and we can control it completely in our lives. And if we have it controlled, if we've got the peace of God that passes understanding, guess what? It will drip on other people. And our confidence isn't in us. Oh man, I figured it out. I got it. No, no, our confidence is in Christ who gave it to us. We humble ourselves, therefore, in the sight of God, and we say, you know, I keep fighting voices in my head that say I'm not enough, but you say I'm loved. You say I'm strong. I think I'm falling apart, and you say I'm held. And when I don't belong, you say I'm yours. Ooh, and I believe what you say of me, Lord. That's peace. That's peace in the midst of the chaos. There's always going to be chaos. But because we know the Lord, we know that it truly is controlled chaos. We can look at it realistically and say, my goodness, if God wasn't holding things together, what would it be like? You know, I grew up with fallout shelter signs in the school. They didn't mean a thing to me. The little drills in the hallway and the walks to the library, we just do them. I didn't lose sleep one night, you know, the Russians are coming. I didn't even comprehend it. I wasn't a thinker. I played on the playground. That's what I did. You know? I got older, and when my brother flew over Vietnam, I took an interest in that, but the only plan I had about that was, because he told me, after he went through POW training, he just said, let's put it this way, if I get captured, I'm getting out. Well, that won't be a problem. Sergeant Fury and his howling commandos, I was planning my group. I'd get him out if he got shot down and captured. He wouldn't have to even try, man. I would go there. Was that stupid? But at least then I wasn't going, oh no, my brother's over there. No, no, I was planning on getting my brother out. I might have been stupid, but I was thinking the right way about a lot of things, you know. I wasn't living in fear. I wasn't thinking about how worse things could get. Also, as a pastor, I don't go around saying, oh, it's got to get worse. Man, it just got to get worse. Oh, baby, I'm glad it's getting worse. Whew, if it gets bad enough, we're getting out of here. I ain't saying that. I'm going to have the free stuff and the peace of God that passes understanding right up until the time I leave. If I take it, the chaos isn't going to change. But why in the world would you cheer for it to get worse? That's crazy. Walking in the sunshine, sing a little sunshine song. Roger Miller song. Put a smile upon your face as if there's nothing wrong. Just think about a good time you had a long time ago. Think about forgetting about your worries and your woes. Walking in the sunshine. Sing a little sunshine song. We're walking in the light of the Lord Jesus Christ. And so, no weapon formed against you can prosper. If God be for you, who can be against you? That's free stuff. Dwell on these things, the Lord says. We can choose to dwell on the chaos, or we can choose to dwell on the free stuff. The gift of God, the free gift of God. It isn't a one-time thing. It's not just something, oh, I believe in Jesus and that's where it ends. No, there's just a lineup of free stuff. Every table has free stuff. You know, Once you get into those places with the free stuff, you're kind of disappointed if somebody has a table and nothing free. No free stuff, but you can sign up for a giveaway. And they won't give it away till I'm going to be gone. I'm not staying all day because you just sort of get to liking the free stuff. That's what we need to do when it comes to God. Get to liking the free stuff. Get to liking it so much that you choose it over everything else. So that you aren't tempted or made angry by the stuff that isn't. You dwell on the good stuff of God. See, there is free stuff. And the chaos is not out of control. We declare good things with our mouths. Amen? The Lord is right. Let all the world declare the Lord is right. Father, in Jesus' name, we're thankful to you that you have given us abundantly above and beyond what we can hope or imagine. And we just need to hope in you and get our hope so high in you that then we have an answer for those that wonder, how come we're so hopeful? Because we chose the good stuff. The stuff that Jesus said you freely receive, now freely give. Lord, bless every person in this room, every person that hears this, every person that hears you, wherever they are, all over the world, Lord, in every service, in every place, Lord, let people just hear the goodness of God in the land of the living. And we thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.